The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Some people say it's the golden brown all the way around on the outside.
Which is known as the right way.
False.
And then people say you burn the hell out of it, you burn pull it. The burnt part off, and you eat the squishy stuff inside.
No, you're not pulling the burnt. I'm eating the burnt part.
Hey, you want a s'more? S'more what? No, you want a s'more. I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, we'll cut one.
These are s'more stuff. Okay, pay attention.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Marshmallows need to be set on fire. You get that extra charredness, that extra little bit of taste and flavor and texture, and you put on the graham cracker with the chocolate. Boom.
No, you,
that's a s'more. Or
no,
you just eat it, man.
You don't eat burnt stuff.
The burnt stuff overtakes literally everything else.
Absolutely.
And now I've just got
false.
It's the most overpowering flavor.
First, you take the graham. You stick the chocolate on the graham. Then, you roast the mallow. When the mallow's flaming, you stick it on the chocolate.
Then,
you cover it with the other end.
Yeah, make me one of those.
Then, you stuff it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
Why is there no popular, well-known anniversary song? Everybody knows happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy.
But,
Because everybody has a birthday.
But people don't have anniversaries?
Not everybody.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Isn't that a different song?
No, I don't know. I don't think there's an anniversary song.
I feel
song.
That's a different thing, and I feel like maybe that was on a Simpsons episode. I feel like there's a cartoon character that was singing the happy anniversary thing that Jen was just singing.
I thought that was Jack in the Box.
That's a totally different tune.
What's that? That's not Jack in the Box?
But now, I mean, now I want
to. I can't. I'm trying to like sing happy anniversary to the Jack in the Box tune, and my brain is like erroring the whole time. The reason I bring it up is because it is, in fact, our 1 year anniversary. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy has now been on the air for 1 full year. And let me be honest, guys. Every month, I think there's no way we're making it to the next month.
And yet here we are.
Okay? I just assume no one's listening. I mean, just assume our bosses have more important things to do than tune in to this chaos bomb, this chaos grenade that we set off every morning.
I feel that we can just be a beacon of light out there for people, you know, for perseverance. You know, if you just keep showing up, they'll just keep putting you on the air.
The paychecks just keep on clearing. So we are going to be talking about that this morning. It is also womp, 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 cut day in the NFL. And so this afternoon, you're familiar with it. You watch Hard Knocks. You see how this goes. Guys get called into the office.
Got to bring their iPad.
Got to hand over their playbook.
Microsoft, whatever thing they're using now.
Surface.
Yes, of course.
A Surface.
The official book of the NFL. I don't even know what they're called. What are they called?
Tablet.
Tablet, that's
there
it.
There we go.
There you
what
go.
I'm here for.
See, that's why we have Ashton.
That's why we're Jen so close to not being on the
exactly.
Air.
Jen can barely find words. So today is cut day in the NFL. It got me thinking, you know, we sometimes do this here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and elsewhere. The definitive cut rankings, okay? The definitive cut rankings. Obviously, NFL cuts or any other sports cuts are not going to be on the list because those rank very low on something you want to experience. But there's a lot of cuts out there, and we're not talking about like slicing, you know, like Ashton's morning
said. I had a whole
separate
list.
He had a whole list of julienne. What did you say?
Julienne, chopping, dicing. I think slicing's another good one that you can use. I feel like I'm missing some other ones, but julienne's that big one where you just go just like right away on the with a knife.
Julianne always makes me think of the chick from ER.
Oh.
Julianne Margulies?
Margulies.
Oh, I like Julianne more, though.
Yeah. I thought she was on The Good Wife.
That's same girl, yeah.
Oh,
same show.
Fun fact.
Same actress, different show. But Julianne Moore, also a fine, fine actress. Probably
we'll have to do a Julianne list now.
Dang it, Ashton!
Number one, Julianne. Next.
All of a sudden, that's starting to sound more fun than my definitive rankings of cuts. So I do have several that I've compiled already, but I want to hear from you. I want your suggestions as well. The definitive cut rankings in honor of NFL Cut Day. I started with haircut. Everybody likes a good haircut.
I need a good haircut.
Me too.
You need a good haircut?
Well, I mean, it's getting a little long right now. Just haven't had time to go get it cut.
I just think that everybody feels better when they leave the barber, when they leave the salon.
It feels fresh.
You know, I definitely feel myself doing the hair flip thing. I whip my hair back and forth. That's how I feel when I leave the salon. Chasers is getting his hair cut today. First time ever at a salon because he's going into seventh grade. And now you cannot go to Sport Clips or Great Clips or whatever other clips.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, I'm very confused. Why can't you?
What's wrong with Great Clips?
I thought this was a seventh grade decree type of thing. I thought like on his syllabus, on his class list, in addition to needing the binders and the notebooks and the pencils and the stuff, it said one haircut at a salon.
No, my mom used to cut my hair when I was seventh grade, all the way through high school. I was just an easy buzz cut.
Yeah, but is your mom good at cutting hair? Because I am not. The one time I gave Chase a haircut, and it was during quarantine, it was getting super, super shaggy. I buzzed him, and he didn't speak to me for a month.
Well, again, if he doesn't want the buzz cut, I mean, again, this seems like a big win for you, so you should probably be doing it more often. But yeah, I was just a buzz cut kid. If you're just doing a buzz cut, it's super easy.
800-990-3776. Give us your definitive cut rankings. Again, so keep it creative. Be creative. There's all sorts of cuts out there, right? Like we were sitting in the production meeting and I said, cut my life into pieces.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the clean version. Don't worry. Everyone knows the song. We all know where it happened.
I don't know if anybody knows any of the lyrics after that, but everybody knows the opening.
Because for the person that most often curses on the air, that actually gave me a small heart palpitation right there.
You're learning. I'm proud.
After a year, she's finally learning.
No, I think what's happening is your nervousness is rubbing off on me. That's
You're
not
welcome.
A great development on this end. I have uppercut on the list. I have shortcut on the list. I have cut your teeth, cut your losses, cuts like a knife, which is another song by one Bryan Adams. Not to be confused with Ryan Adams, as Ashton did this morning, because he's a bad dude.
It's going to suck to be Bryan Adams, though, because there are plenty of people like me that are idiots and are like, it's got to be that guy. I can't support him at all. Who just don't know.
You think they're interchangeable?
Yeah.
Two very different guys.
And I'm just going to play it safe and not listen to either of their music.
Okay, well, when's the last time you listened to a Bryan Adams song, by the way?
I don't know
Summer
who
that of 69?
I mean, Summer of 69. Yeah, you accidentally run into it every now and then. But
right. Cut the mustard, cut the cheese. The smell of cut grass. If Chewy were here, that would be number one on the list with a
smell
bullet.
Of cut grass isn't bad.
No, it's a good one. That's good cut. So get us your cuts, 800-990-3776. We are going to talk to Jason Wilde. He'll give us the latest on the cuts because, of course, there are guys who are on the bubble. And we'll see if anything that they did this preseason kind of pushed them over the edge or pushed them to the unemployment line. I said yesterday on this show, I can't imagine that the Equinemius St. Brown experiment isn't over with. I can't imagine that they go, you know what? We haven't given that guy a fair shake. We have not given that guy a good opportunity to prove his worth.
What about cold cuts?
Damn it, that's a good one.
What?
I think that's a great one. Love a good sandwich.
Yeah, I'm only groaning because I don't have it on my list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought you were groaning about cold cuts in general.
Well, you gotta be a little careful about the sodium in the cold cuts. That's one thing. Like, it's like everything in moderation.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying go do whatever. And sometimes cold cuts are disappointing. You know, you go to like an outing, a golf outing, they have lunch, and then it's like,
it sits on the tray a little too long.
But like, if you go,
to get that grease.
That's not great. But you go to the deli counter, get yourself some fresh cold cuts, keep it in your own refrigerator, and That kind of cold cut. No, man, I
want a sandwich.
7:10 and you guys are like, Cousin Subs, do you deliver?
At 7:15.
800-990-3776. Get us your cut suggestions for our definitive cut rankings. Of course, it is NFL Cut Day. We're going to be talking about that all morning long. Jason Wildy's going to join the show. And then later this afternoon, the guys will find out their fate with the Green Bay Packers and beyond elsewhere in the NFL. Tim in Waukesha, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning and happy anniversary to us.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I'm so glad you just came on unprompted. It came on and wished us happy anniversary, Tim. That means a lot.
Oh, no problem. That's great. And, yeah, I was saying cut a record.
Ooh, yes. You cut a record. Cut a rug.
Oh, yeah. Cut a rug's got to be on there, too.
This is going to be a very difficult
it's
list.
It's going to be tough to narrow it down. There's a lot of good cuts.
Cut a rug, cut a record. Putting it on the...
Deep cut?
What's a deep cut?
Like, musically?
Yeah, what's a deep cut?
Like, you know, somebody's, like, you know, library.
You keep saying
song.
You know. I clearly don't know.
Yeah, it's a song that's, like, deep in somebody's music library.
Oh,
so not,
no.
Like, a well-known song. Not a song that was necessarily released as a single, but, like, a deep cut in a band's...
I just
portfolio.
Assumed it's what happened when I fell out of the treehouse when I was a kid.
Well, that also did happen.
That
yes,
was also
that required stitches.
That was also a deep cut.
Yes, stitches or staples, that's also a deep cut.
800-990-3776. Get us your cuts. We've got a lot of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. Andy and Madison with a good one, I think. Thick cut bacon.
Yes.
Yes.
That's okay. First of all, that is the only type of bacon. If you are getting anything but thick-cut bacon, is it even bacon? By the time you get done frying it or putting it in, there's like nothing left. You
have to have
thick-cut bacon.
In order to have the meat.
Here's
you
the
need
thing
the
about
meat.
Bacon, guys.
No, please don't tell me you have a bad bacon take.
Then I will stop talking.
No.
How are you this wrong about so many things? When it
you
comes
and
to
your
food.
Burnt marshmallows
oh,
and
so
your
good.
No bacon?
It's No. You know what? I should defend myself a little bit here. It's not that I don't like bacon or that I think it's overrated. I think it's overused. I think there's just too much bacon.
There's no such thing. No, there's
everywhere.
No such thing. There's no such thing.
I don't need bacon on everything or available for
so,
every meal.
You guys watch me eat breakfast every morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Or try to at least.
So what
yeah.
don't you have? Yes.
this morning.
Almost died.
But Ashton and I were going to have to do the show by ourselves.
Well, Heimlich first, for sure, right?
I don't know how to do that, so we're just we're
I feel
focusing
like,
on
yeah,
the show.
That had done more damage. What are you not... What does bacon not belong just, in? Where are you drawing the
that's
line?
That's a great question. Where does bacon not belong?
Yes.
I don't think bacon belongs on a sandwich that's not a BLT,
nope.
for one.
No,
that's
no,
what makes it a club sandwich.
And club
so
sandwiches.
So, like a turkey club?
Yeah, are
you're
fine.
Literally just adding bacon
but
to
like,
it.
No, I like just
a hamburger with bacon, an egg sandwich with bacon. Yep. I could go on and on.
I'd rather have sausage if I'm having a breakfast sandwich. I like bacon on the side, like
so,
eggs and bacon on the side. I can do that.
I do prefer a sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer the sausage sandwich. But the bacon, I mean, the bacon on the side is always.
I just think, and they're putting bacon on donuts. Like, what are we doing? I mean, there's too much of it. There's too much bacon.
Well, because it's a little salty, so you get that salty sweet. But it's also because donuts are breakfast. Bacon is breakfast. You know.
There's too much bacon. That's my complaint. There's too much of it.
Put it on the poll. Put it on the poll right now.
Is there too much bacon?
Put it on the poll. Is there too much bacon? No and no. No and no. Don't doctor the poll. Put no and no, just like you did with Chewy. Does anybody like the ticker more than Chewy? No and no. Alan in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Happy anniversary to us.
Hey, happy anniversary to you guys and gal. To help you out, the song I think it's called Anniversary, but I think it's by like either Tony or Babyface. It's like a 90s R&B song. It's pretty nice.
Oh, I love this.
Maybe you guys... Maybe
we're going to find it.
That.
Yeah, by Babyface or Tony.
Tony.
All right, we're going to play that. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Alan. What else?
And then if you guys are ranking cuts, like when Kramer had his idea of the beach cologne, that was a bad idea. If you had sawdust as a cologne, I would buy gallons of that stuff.
You would buy sawdust as a cologne.
Yes.
What did I miss here, Alan? What did I miss?
There is no better smell on earth than sawdust.
Oh, because I said cut grass.
Yeah.
You like the smell of cut grass.
Yep.
Kramer was pitching the beach. And you're saying sawdust.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I mean, sawdust is kind of a nice smell. It smells like work's getting done. That's what it smells like.
That too. Yeah, I love sawdust.
Alan, we appreciate you, man. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon. 800-990-3776. We're asking for your cut suggestions because today is NFL Cut Day. It is also our anniversary. We are going to get to that song that Alan just suggested when we come back. But first, we've got Jason Wilde next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready? Out. Put.
All Packers, all the time.
They didn't wait and at least see if the hamstring got better. This would indicate to me that they're just sort of sick of them.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know if that pressure's on Randall Cobb, though. To me, I think the pressure's on Rodgers for Cobb to be productive.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive with 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
As someone who joins our show quite regularly, I am fairly certain that Jason Wilde is in the camp of people who are surprised that we have made it to our year anniversary. Good morning, Jason. Care to confirm that hunch?
Why would you say that, Jennifer?
Because so often you come on the show and you go, great to be a part of the show. And it feels like we're forcing you to kind of lower yourself to our, you know.
I mean, you are a, you know, three-time sports writer.
Yes,
Jason.
Very highly established. And we're just over here the chuckleheads.
We have a fart gun.
You'll get no argument from me on that. But that's what makes the show fun. I am fascinated by the dynamic of the show. First of all, I think it's fantastic. Second of all, the whoever the genius was that put you three together and then abandoned me was brilliant. I mean, the chemistry you guys have is fantastic. I am, like, Jen, I've known you for, I know I'm not supposed to talk about ages. Tausch doesn't like me to talk about people's ages. But we've known each other a long time, and I like to think of us as friends. But I guess until this show started, I guess I didn't realize how much of a guy you were, if that's fair.
Interesting.
Well, some of the things you talk about, like, I'm taken aback by, like, now I've really painted myself into a corner.
Yep, good luck, Jason.
you're kind of like they're gross things that guys do. Not like attractive women, and it's just very confusing to me at times. That's really my one struggle. And I think you would acknowledge that that's a fair observation.
Yes, 1,000,000%. Absolutely fair.
Would Listen, a better word be juvenile? Did you not think that Jen was as juvenile as she is?
Well, no, it's more gross than juvenile.
So just full transparency, let me pull the curtain back here. One of my life goals is to normalize the gross. You know what I mean? Like we talk about,
why,
because it exists, it is real, right? And we always talk about transparency and authenticity, right? But it always feels like there's this line you're supposed to go up to and then not talk about these things. And it's like, but this is a part of being a person. You know, it just always seems a little funny to me that we don't talk about boogers and poop and, like, things that are, like, real to being a person.
Like, I think the first or second time I was on this incarnation of the show, you actually, there was some sort of, like, uncomfortable discussion about you and pooping that was, like, my introduction to the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show, and it was... I am the opposite of you. I understand that those are parts of our lives. I don't feel any need to really discuss them publicly. We all know, we all read Everyone Poop.
Well, I mean, I recall correctly, Jason, I believe that's when Jen, you know, was away from the house and wasn't going to be able to get back to the house in time. So ended up, you know, pooping in her neighbor's lawn. So, like, that's just, that is objectively funny. And if you had a I pooped in my neighbor's lawn story, you would have to share it, would you not? In the business that we are in of creating content, I don't know how much, you know, better content there is than pooping in your neighbor's yard.
I think there's a lot more.
Well, listen, Jason, we appreciate you coming on our show 3 times a week, subjecting yourself to our, what was the word you used?
Juvenile?
Gross.
Juvenile behavior. Let's talk about some of that other stuff, though, since we want to talk about content. We put a poll up yesterday on our ESPN Twitter account, and it was about Jordan Love's 3 drives in Saturday's game. 74 yards, 54 yards, 65 yards, but no points. And we were a little bit surprised at how even the results were on the poll. 48% of people say it was a positive. He showed that he could move the chains, while 52% of people said, no, it was a negative. You got to find the end zone. Where do you fall on that dilemma?
Yeah, of course, where else would I fall but in the middle, right? Like, I think you can take good and bad from his performance. I don't think you can make any lasting judgments, though. And when I look at what he did, frankly, I have to say that he was better this preseason than I thought he was going to be. I wondered how effective he would be. Now, I also think that what we saw in both games that he did play in were examples of how effectively this offense schemes people open. Because, Gabe, I was listening to you on the Packers radio network on the pregame, and then your postgame appearance was very brief. You kind of wrapped things up and then threw it to Matt Sick for Packers OT. But as you watched that game, did you think that most of his throws, with maybe the exception of Malik Taylor, the one completion to him, which was a really, really good throw, did you think that most of them were open throws?
Yeah.
In the same game?
Yeah, like the one I think of, he had a big one. I'm blanking on what tight end he threw it to on like fourth down. Big completion. Guy was wide open.
Daphne?
Yeah, it was Daphne. Yeah, he was Daphne, yeah. Who was wide open. And yeah, but there were a couple of nice throws that I think the one that you're talking about along the sideline to Malik Taylor was a really good throw. And I think,
yeah,
I'm 100% with you, Jason, and I think that he had stuff to build off of. That being said, if he has to start a game for the Green Bay Packers this year, I am terrified. But I don't know there was much that he was going to be able to do to not make me terrified just because of how much of a project we knew he was going to be, and he didn't get any developmental time last year.
Yeah, the reason I bring this up, and I want to be clear on this, is that it's not his fault that people were wide open and the throws weren't a higher degree of difficulty. I'm not holding that against them. And in fact, Gabe, I would push back on you gently on the terrified part, because what I saw is an offense that can scheme guys open to make it easier for a less accomplished quarterback than Aaron Rodgers to be productive in it. Now, again, it's preseason, all that other stuff, but let's look.
And you know what it reminded me of, Jason, actually? So just those 3 drives. Like, he was able to move the ball, and then he got in the red zone, and he panicked a little bit. It reminded me a lot of when Scott Tolzien was starting for the Packers back in 2013, because Tolzien actually moved the ball, but then he had like 2 or 3 interceptions in the end zone where he just made poor decisions with the football, and you just can't have that.
Yeah, I love Scott Tolzien, but that is a fantastic observation. It's true. I mean, he threw for like 400 yards against the Giants in a road game, if I remember correctly. Or at least 300 yards. And yes, he turned the ball over at crucial times, and they end up losing by a fair amount. I guess what my point is that, and I was mentioning this to Homer yesterday, that, you know, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, who also run this offense, did it and got their teams to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff and Jimmy G as their quarterbacks, who are obviously more accomplished than Jordan Love is at this point, but both of those coaches decided that those quarterbacks, while they were able to be productive and get them to a Super Bowl, were not good enough to actually win, right? To win a title. And so Sean McVay trades Jared Goff to Detroit and gets Matthew Stafford. The 49ers trade a king's ransom to get up to the number 3 overall pick. But both of them, before settling on Matthew Stafford and Trey Lance, tried to get Aaron Rodgers. And so what that tells me about this offense is that even the wunderkind coaches who believe that they have this brilliant scheme have basically decided, yeah, that's great, but you can't win it with a guy that's just meh. And I think Jordan Love, in the short term, and if I was forced to make a choice, probably in the long term, is more likely to be meh than marvelous. And so, you know, do I think that they could still win games after what I saw from him? I do. I think they'd run the ball a ton. I think that they would scheme guys open and they would count on Love to make throws that he should be able to make as a first-round pick. And they would try not to put him in a lot of situations where he has to make something happen, because when that happened against the Bills, and I think what would happen in other games would be not, maybe not panic, but maybe take chances or try harder than he should and end up with big mistakes.
I like the Wunderkind reference. Reminds me of Ted Lasso, if you've seen the recent episode. Jason, one last thing before we let you go. Because it is NFL cut day, we are asking for the definitive rankings of cuts. And we've compiled quite a list already, 30 minutes into the show. Do you have any cuts that should go on our list that you'd like to make a case for? Would you like to hear some of what we have thus far?
I would love to hear what you have so far.
Well, we've got haircut. We've got cut a rug. We've got the smell of cut grass. We've got Jay Cutler. We've got shortcut. We've got uppercut. We've got cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. The first cut is the deepest. Cut your teeth. Cut your losses. Cuts like a knife. Cut to the chase. Cut the mustard. Cut the cheese. And, well, you know me, so cut the cheese is going straight to the top of the list.
Cold cuts is on the list?
No, I didn't. Yeah, cold cuts is on the list also.
So I was going to go because I was very jealous that you guys had Sheryl Crow and Jesse was incapable of booking her on our program. I was going to go the first cut as the deepest, but since that was already on the list, in honor of the comedic genius of Uncle Joey?
Yes, yes, yes. Do it. Let's go.
Cut it out.
Yes. Cut it out is on the list. Thank you, Jason, for that suggestion. Now, the hard part is, of course, we're going to continue taking people's suggestions all morning long, but then ranking these.
This can be tough.
Ranking the cuts today on NFL Cut Day. Jason, thanks for joining the program, and happy anniversary to us.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's my point. Been trying to do that all morning long. I just want to remind people that it is, in fact, our anniversary. So, Jason, we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you've made that clear. Happy birthday. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins this program 3 times a week, and you can also hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin. More cuts after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're looking at 7-9. You're looking at 6-10. I mean, that's what Aaron went through, right?
Yeah, there's always a transitional period.
Yeah. So let's get a little crazy, but let's not get nuts. That should be a song.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
There it is. Happy anniversary. Some of our loyal listeners have alerted us to the origin of this song. It's the Flintstones.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen the Flintstones in a very long time.
Since God was a boy.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. 800-990-3776. That's our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We're asking you for your cut suggestions. It is NFL Cut Day. We are getting a lot of people weighing in on the talk and text line, so go ahead and continue to do that. But if you want to chat with us, you can call us at that number as well, 800-990-3776, and that's where we find Howard in Sherman Park. Howard, who waited on the line through Jason Wilde's segment, a loyal and dedicated and patient listener. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Well, we always got a good reception that way. I got three. First of all, in honor of your anniversary, cutting it close. It is the whole theme of the show.
Yeah, it really is.
You're darn right it is.
Howard gets the show.
That's a good one, Howard. What else you got?
Well, I've got cuts both ways.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. And a fast boat, like a Coast Guard cutter.
Oh, I didn't know. A Coast Guard cutter?
Yeah, you know, those real fast boats they use.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I love Cut It Close. I love Cuts Both Ways. And I didn't know about the Coast Guard cutter, but I like it. Cutter, I believe, is also a bug spray. Yeah? No? Yes?
That's correct.
Ooh, the diamond cutter? DDP's finishing move? Huh?
I don't know what that is. Is that a wrestling thing?
Unfortunately, I do know what that is. And I'm not happy about it.
Is it a wrestling thing?
Yeah. Diamond Dallas Page is a wrestler. I know. Why do I know this information?
It's me. It's DDP.
I hate you.
Josh in Lake Geneva weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. He says, how about an Oldsmobile Cutlass? And he says, director's cut and final cut. We have had several people weigh in with the director's cut and final cut, but Oldsmobile Cutlass is a little egocentric, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, there's a reason that, you know, the production company made you cut it down so people could actually sit through it during, you know, in the movie theater.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Listen, man, I do features, you maybe heard. And every time my boss is like, no, get rid of this,
kind of
cut
a big
this,
deal.
That's exactly right. And I'm always like, I liked it better the other way. And then my boss always reminds me of, unless you release the version that you liked with the sound that you like, with the production that you like, nobody knows that that existed, right? So
yeah.
I may think that it's a better version, but the audience is basically ignorant to that even existing.
Correct.
So they don't know that there was a quote unquote better version out there. They always remind me of that when I start getting a little stubborn about keeping things in.
Easier
cutting board.
Zach Snyder.
Yeah, I know. Cutting board.
Cutting board's a great one.
From Brett in Eau Claire. Cutting board is a good one. Can I tell you something? I buy so many flipping cutting boards. Every time I go to Bed Bath & Beyond or every time I go to Home Goods, picking up a cutting board, and then somebody in my family inevitably sticks it in the dishwasher.
No, I was about to say, why are you buying so many cutting boards? You really just need one good one.
You don't have to cut the board itself. I don't know, you're using it wrong.
I'm not using it wrong.
Just take it. She's got a wood one. She's got the hacksaw out there.
They are beautiful. They're wood. They're nice and glossy. And then someone sticks it in the dishwasher, and inevitably, one of the ends falls off. Because you're not supposed to put cutting boards in the dishwasher. Thank you. Gabe, you come over and you tell the other people that live in my house what they're supposed to do with the cutting board.
Seems like you've got that under control. By the way, the first cut has been made by the Green Bay Packers. Do you know who Steven Denmark is?
Mm-mm.
Can you tell me what position he plays?
Defensive end?
Right side of the ball.
Defensive back?
Yeah. Cornerback Steven Denmark has been released per Matt Schneidman of The Athletic.
That's unfortunate. It is NFL cut day. It's why we're doing the definitive cut rankings. I have a feeling that that's going to be the case because I think like we know a lot of the guys who are going to be keeping their jobs. Like I bet right now you, Gabe, knowing this team as well as you do, I bet you could mostly run down the depth chart.
Yeah, probably.
And like we could, if we had to guess the 53 who are going to make the roster, I think you'd come pretty dang close.
Yeah, because there weren't that many. When you returned 21 of 22 starters and you were sitting 30 guys in every preseason game, that's well over half the roster. Like, there weren't many positions up for grabs this year for the Packers. Just weren't. A couple peripheral guys here and there. Maybe they keep a corner that you thought. But again, there's not going to be any big surprise cuts. Because, well, this team is pretty much set heading into the regular season.
All right,
season.
Well, speaking of surprises, I saw that Don Majkowski was weighing in on Twitter yesterday, and he thinks they should keep three quarterbacks. Now, I'm not going to do the thing where I embarrass you guys by mispronouncing the third quarterback's name, but does Magic have a case for the Packers keeping three QBs?
If the third quarterback is always weird, because I feel like Kurt Benkert has played well enough to probably earn a 53-man roster spot. But what do you do with the third quarterback? Like, you can just get one, put it on the practice squad. If you're getting to your third quarterback, the season's over anyway. Like, you could probably use that last roster spot on a special teamer and somebody who is actually going to have an opportunity to contribute to the team during the regular season. Because if Kurt Benkert ends up playing, like, it's not good for anyone.
So the cuts will continue to come all day long. They have to be finished by this afternoon, right? So by this afternoon, we should have the...
3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock today, we should have the Packers roster headed into the upcoming season. I guess ESPN put out an NFL rankings. I haven't seen this yet.
Supposedly,
they put out the rankings?
Supposedly you haven't seen it.
Ah, naturally. Well, first of all, I'm surprised there hasn't been an accusation of cheating over here. in a very long time. But I heard that you cheated yesterday.
No, we did not. Our team was just very, very good. Mac Fund Golf Outing. Shout out to our friends over at the Mac Fund. 45th, by the way. 45th Mac Fund Golf Outing. It's the longest event that they've had in the Mac Fund history. And the guys that I was playing with apparently usually play in one. There was a mix-up. And I ended up being, you know, so they ended up playing in this golf outing, which is not the one they typically play in. And they were pretty good. They were very, we had a scratch golfer in my group, and we made every putt we looked at. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of on a golf course. We were 19 under par with no mulligans. Which, again, for those who don't know golf outings, that's an outrageous number to put up.
Oh, were you talking to me specifically there?
And Ashton.
Yeah, because I care or no.
In the group text yesterday, I let Ashton know that we were on the golf course for like 5.5 hours because it was a charity scramble.
I can't believe you guys were still out there. When you texted us at the end of your day, I was like, have you guys been golfing all day?
31 groups out on the golf course, which is a lot.
Kill me.
155 people. So there was a lot of waiting between shots. And if you have a group, good group like I did, we had a lot of fun. We still had a good time.
This is very important, Gabe. Do you drink? Because you said you guys went 19 under, okay?
Yes,
in order to perform at that high level, I imagine you can't be inebriated.
No.
So, like, some of the groups out there are just going to drink, right? They're just
100%.
Going to imbibe on the course.
100%.
But you guys, do you have, like, a strict rule, like, in order to maintain that level of, like, talent?
So there was a Tito's tent where they were giving out just, hey, if you want a vodka lemonade, grab it. And I kind of wanted to grab one, and everybody else in my group's like, no, we're off to a good start. We don't want to. But then, luckily, one other guy did. I'm like, well, I can't let this guy drink alone.
You can't be. So you're saying you cannot, Gabe Neitzel, you cannot be the first one to get a drink at an outing? If you're not like one of the headliners, let's call him.
In that situation, like if I'm just playing with my friends, like yes. But in that situation, like I'm kind of following their lead. So if they don't want to, then I'm not going to. But one, then, I mean...
Wait, is that because you were the celebrity in the foursome?
Yeah, I don't like that. It's very uncomfortable.
He was the headliner.
Yeah, you were,
okay.
So you were the celebrity golfer in the Mac Fund in your group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I
we should definitely
like
keep leaning into this, Ashton. Just keep calling him the celebrity golfer.
Like, when I was telling people what I was doing yesterday, and you know, I was playing golf on Sunday, like, oh, where are you playing tomorrow? Well, I have this thing for the Mac Fund, and, oh, it's just a scramble? Yeah, well, who are you playing with? Well, I don't know. Well, why don't you know? Well, because I guess I'm the celebrity of the group, so they just kind of pair me up with someone.
Well, congratulations. You guys won the whole dang thing yesterday, but you didn't cheat, allegedly. No, that's great. Listen, I wish I was a good golfer. I would obviously have to practice. I would have to spend some time to get good at golf in order to be able to like go out to some of these events.
We tried to set you up with our friends over at X Golf. You're just too damn busy to get lessons.
I took three lessons. I was getting... Okay.
Yeah.
6 hours of golf? I still can't get over that.
What's something that you could do for 6 hours? Could you watch like the Lord of the Ring trilogy?
No.
That's not even 6 hours. It's longer than that.
That's like one movie, 6 hours.
Well, wait, wasn't there a thing like a few years ago where Netflix announced that a woman had watched the Lord of the Ring trilogy 300 times in a year?
Would you brag about that?
No, they didn't. No, she didn't brag about it. Netflix released the data.
If you were that woman, would you want that getting out there?
No. Absolutely not. 800.
I mean, might as well because she's not getting out of the house.
I could cook for 6 hours straight and not care.
Oh, okay.
I'm ashamed to admit I could watch baseball for 6 hours straight. Yeah.
I have watched baseball for six hours straight.
800-990-3776. Robert in Cedarburg, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. In honor of your son and what Jason Wilde was talking about, I kind of like cutting the cheese.
Yes, cutting the cheese, and in Wisconsin.
Yes.
We're in Wisconsin. I mean,
correct.
you gotta recognize cutting the cheese. I really like that one. Robert, you failed to mention that it is, in fact, our anniversary, so I'm going to do the obligatory...
Happy anniversary, and I love the three of you, or four of you guys together.
Do you like how I'm just bullying people?
You got physically angry when you didn't lead him on at first and you didn't start with it.
Well, right, your anniversary is, but man,
every time
God have mercy on Dario if he ever forgets.
It's a very good point. All right, we've got more Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up after this. But before we get to that, guys, have you been out to visit my friends at the Corners of Brookfield? It's the final days of summer. What are you waiting for? They've got shopping, they've got dining, they've got events, and so much more. Are you gearing up for back to school? My little one goes back to school tomorrow, and you can bet that we have gone out to Corners of Brookfield for all of our back to school stuff. Backpacks, lunch boxes, fall essentials, so much more. Maybe you have a teacher that you'd like to get some stuff for. I'm sure they could use a lot of the great things they have at the Paper Source. And you can too. They've got all your school supplies, including planners, calendars, notebooks, pens, and so much more. Hey, maybe you need to refresh your wardrobe. I'm going to be real honest. We went through Chase's closet and his drawers yesterday. About 60% of the stuff didn't fit anymore, which is a good thing. It means he's growing, but it also means that we need to refresh that wardrobe. And the Corners of Brookfield is our one-stop shop. Get out to the Corners of Brookfield if you're wondering, what else do they have to offer? Just visit their website, thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com. I'll see you out there.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, no, are you getting any awful notes of raspberry?
That one makes me want to vomit. That one makes
what?
I'm more getting like...
Did he just say notes of raspberry?
I'm a sommelier for peeps. I'm a peeplier.
What was that word again?
Comes out
peeplier?
With the peeps menu. Well, here are our options for your dessert peeps.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Yeah.
Nope, don't like this one.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
Nope, I don't like it.
Is this the Tony, Tony, Tony one?
Yep.
Hey, that's not bad. I thought Tony, Tony, Tony were guys.
Correct.
I just thought that was like a lady singing to us.
I can see it. Yeah. No, it's not.
Turns out, though, that's...
I guess my R&B days are long behind me. We've been asking you for your most definitive rankings for cuts. Today is NFL Cut Day, so get us those, 800-990-3776. Should I do the rest of the show in the Slow Jams R&B voice? Yeah.
I don't think you could do it.
I don't think I could either, but I'll definitely try.
Plus, it makes Ashton uncomfortable, which is...
Daryl in Milwaukee. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What you got, Daryl?
Okay, I don't know if it's already given, but Cut the Crap.
Yes, Cut the Crap is a great one. I mean, Cut the Crap, Cut the Bleep.
And in honor of the show, also, happy anniversary, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Daryl. It's and almost as though show, somebody bullied one. You into saying that.
Or you bullied somebody else and Daryl just learned his lesson.
Yeah, you bullied someone else, and I just learned my lesson. That's what it was. The last one, in honor of the show, you guys are a cut above.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Daryl. Thank you so much. Daryl, you call back anytime, all right? You're on our MVP list. You're on the official and unofficial payroll. Randy. Randy is on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Unprompted?
I don't get bullied. But I got one for you. A nut cutter.
A what?
It's a tool that you put around, like if you got rusted nuts, and you put it on and hammer it with a hammer, and it splits the nuts.
What just happened?
This is all accurate information. I can't confirm.
Randy, this is my favorite call so far.
Well,
the hammering and the nut cutter? Yeah. Yes, this is great. Yeah. I thought you were writing a how-to for married people, but yeah, the nut cutter.
In full disclosure, Randy goes, can I say nut cutter on the air? I paused and said, I don't care. Do whatever you want, man. It's fine.
Oh, that's so good. Yes, nut cutter is absolutely going on the list. Let's see if we can figure out where it goes. We also had somebody, and I'm glad it wasn't me, David Tribble weighing in saying Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler deserves to be on the list somewhere, right? This is the definitive list of cuts.
The dude is struggling in the dating world now. He's out there.
What do you mean? How's Jay Cutler? He's a former NFL quarterback. He's a good-looking dude.
I saw he was on some sort of podcast over the weekend, and, you know, he's just bummed that he just can't go into a bar anymore, pick somebody up. He's got to get on an app, and he's got to, like, you know, have interests and hobbies and share that with people instead of just, you know, going into a bar and picking someone up.
I've never felt closer to Jay Cutler in my life.
He's got to have depth to his personality.
Oh, yes, I did see somebody commenting on that, that at this point, like, you can't just rely on being an NFL quarterback, right? Yeah. At least he's a tall dude. He's a good-looking guy. He's still got a full head of hair, where that matters in the men's world, I've heard.
Does it? Damn it.
Both of you guys are super uncomfortable all of a sudden.
I mean, I'm fine.
You're locked up.
I'm fine. I'm not worried about that.
800-990-3776. We're taking your suggestions for our definitive cut rankings as today is NFL cut day. Our favorite guy, Ron in the Key.
Okay,
see,
no,
I told you. I told you it was all strategic. I told you that if he sided with you yesterday on the burnt marshmallows, you were going to let him through more frequently. And look who it is.
No,
1 day later.
You said favorite caller, and A, I'm not ranking him as our favorite caller.
Well, we can do that rankings next week. You want to do that? You want to do the definitive rankings of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy loyal listeners? Ron will be on the list. I can assure you of that. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Happy anniversary to you all. Happy belated birthday to Ashton, and congratulations on being a celebrity, Gabriel Neitzel.
Hang up on him right now.
Done.
Do not do that. Do not hang up on Ron.
Who's to say?
Ron? I was fine with the first
two. Show.
Oh, thank goodness he's still there. Okay.
In honor of the show and my calls, I think cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase is a good one. We got cut it close. Cut to the chase. Yes.
Cut. In honor of Gabriel in a gray shirt, cut to the hoop.
Is that an inside joke?
Well, not really. Like, if you go and play pickup basketball and you wear a gray shirt, you're a Richard.
Wait, why? I don't understand these rules.
Well, because
wait,
if you
wait,
go...
Let me get off the call, and then Gabe can explain that to you, why it drives him nuts. And then lastly, Jen, if you can do the Slow Jams DJ voice for the rest of the show, I'll donate $50 to charity of your choosing.
$50? Crank it up, Ron. Come on. Doing the Slow Jams voice for the rest of the show?
Wow,
you give me $500 to the charity of my choice. I'll do my darndest to get through the rest of the show doing Slow Jams voice.
Jen,
but it's got to start at the top of the hour.
To me to state what you're going to have to do in that show to $500.
What?
Bye, Ron.
Yeah, that was good. That started to get a little weird. Hey, explain to me the gray shirt thing.
Well, because
so gray
if you play pickup basketball, you're going to have like a white and a dark, right? Like, because that's how you separate the teams. Gray is just this ambiguous in between. You don't know whose team they're on. Like, what are you doing? I don't know what team you're on. You're wearing gray? No, just wear a dark color, wear a white color. This is easy. It's simple. It's basic stuff.
Wait a minute. Have you established, though, that you always go light and dark? Because
yes.
I show up to your pickup game, what if I thought we were playing shirts and skins?
Yeah, nobody does shirt and skins anymore. This isn't 1996, Jen.
I don't know. I just assumed that that's how it went.
Plus, I'm playing basketball with a lot of old guys now, and I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see the skin?
I really don't. Really don't.
I just assumed it was about sweat stains, to be honest with you, because sweat shows up real bad on gray.
No, it's just about confusing the other team, and then, like, I pass it to you because I think you're on my team. No, you're wearing gray because you're an idiot.
Yeah, and you to your point about the bodies, man boobs sweat a lot. Like, you get those little creases right underneath the cuff.
I believe there's a clinical term for that.
Don't do it.
But Chewy's not here to tell us what it is. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this. Stick around.
It's...